T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call Sackdown Tour on 106.5 The End.
We're broadcasting live from the state capitol this morning for the Wake Up Call Sacktown Tour, and we have a special guest that's with us today. This is Destiny Rogers.
Yo.
Make some noise for Destiny.
Thank you.
So, Destiny grew up in Lodi, correct?
Yep, Lodi, California.
All right, so Destiny is from Lodi. She is an up-and-coming music sensation, and tonight she will be performing on stage at Concerts in the Park at Cesar Chavez Park, opening up for Shade, who has that song Trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a completely free show. It's an all-ages show, and she is one of the next rising stars.
I saw your video.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Destiny has a song called Tomboy. Yeah. If you'd like to watch the video, you can text the word boy to 73389 to check it out. So you're from Lodi.
Yeah.
You represent Northern California.
Yep. Yeah.
There is a very limited number of people that can say they represent Northern California in the music industry, and you're part of it.
Yeah.
How did you get into it? Like, what? How did you get to be where you are now?
I got to be where I am now. I kind of started in church with music and stuff. My dad's a worship leader, so he plays instruments and he sings, and so I got into music kind of like that, just because I was like kind of grown around it all the time. But then I met the Stereotypes, and then at 17, so then started making music with them, and then finally just released some stuff in the beginning of the year.
I feel like you yada 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 the part where you meet a Grammy winning production.
That's right.
What came before that?
Yeah.
Like, how did that encounter happen?
So it actually happened with a family friend from Lodi. He is actually an intern at the Stereotypes studio, and I was posting just YouTube covers, just doing my own thing, and he was like, hey, Destiny, like, I'm gonna show your videos to my guys, the Stereotypes. I'm like, all right, go ahead, do it. And so he did it and was like, okay, they think you're dope, like, they want to meet you. And I'm like, all right, for sure, like, let's do it. So like a week later, I ended up going out to LA. I met them in their studio, and then I sang for them, told them about myself, and then like instantly they're like, okay, like, we want to work with you. And I was like, all right, let's go.
So you hear stories like that and you're like, well, that's not how it happens. People don't get discovered anymore. They just get created in a lab or something like that. But you actually got discovered.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
That's
yeah,
cool. So how nervous were you right before you sang for them in LA?
I actually wasn't nervous. I wasn't nervous, dude. Like, I had.
Now, why?
I just, because singing for people is just like so comfortable for me. So it's like, it's just an ordinary. I'm singing a song for these guys. Like, I didn't really think of it as anything crazy.
Now,
and you were you were only 17.
I was 17, yeah.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That's like,
Gavin, what were you doing when you were 17?
When I was 17,
working at Applebee's.
I was working at Blockbuster Video.
Oh, right.
I was actually working at Starbucks too at the time.
Oh,
while
yeah.
While I met them. Yeah.
That's so when you turned in your apron at Starbucks, what did you say to them? Be like, "Sorry, I'm going to be a star."
No, I was just like,
they're
yo.
Like, yeah, Starbucks, put this back on.
No, I was just like, all right, I'm going to go to LA now. So,
okay,
just,
so how old are you now?
I'm 19.
Oh, you're 19. 19. And you've since moved to LA.
I moved to LA in January. So,
and then do you live by yourself there? Okay, so you went from living in Lodi with probably your parents.
Yeah.
Okay. To moving to LA to have a music career when you were 19 years old. That did freak you out?
It freaked my family out, but it's just, I've always worked for this. So it's like, eventually I'm going to have to leave and move to LA and like do my music. So my friends and my family were just like, okay, like, we support you, do what you got to do. It hit me when I actually moved into my apartment and I was alone, and it was like, okay, like, this is real, like, it's hitting me.
Yeah.
But like, I'm used to it by now, so like, it's good.
All right, this is Destiny Rogers. She's performing tonight on stage at Concerts in the Park. You can text the word boy for her video Tomboy to 73389. You know, we talked about the Stereotypes, and a lot of people, they don't really know a lot of the behind the scenes of the music stuff, and we had mentioned Grammy Award winning. You might have heard of a song called "That's What I Like" by Bruno Mars, which is
never heard of.
Which
that.
Is what they won a Grammy for. So the fact that you are amongst like Grammy Award winners, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this puts you on like a higher echelon of music performers. Yeah. Like, tell us about like when you go into the studio, knowing that you're working with these guys that are on a different level than most kids that are sitting in their basement with a laptop computer trying to make beats. Mm-hmm. Like, how does that feel?
It feels really good. I mean, these are my brothers, so it's like I've been working with them for 2 years. They know literally everything about me, so it's like they're my bros. I'm super comfortable in front of them. Like, so sometimes I don't even think that they're who they are, like Grammy Award winning producers.
We
it's
don't
just like,
think of them that way.
Yeah, we just
our bros.
No, it's like we just get into the room and we're like, all right, what ideas are we going to come up with today? And we just make a record. So that's just how it goes.
You give me like real TLC vibes.
Really?
Which
good.
I really enjoy.
TLC's fire.
Because it's time for some of that to come back.
Yes, and I'm here.
Yes.
Bring it back.
She would need two other people.
No, she can be the T, the L, and the C as far as
I know. Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, she's all of them.
And you're talking about the music group, not the TV channel that you love.
No, you're too good for TLC TV.
TLC TV, that is an insult. You remind me of TLC the channel.
Oh, my God.
That's like circus freak material.
That's funny.
So listen, if you want to see Destiny Rogers tonight, Concerts in the Park, right? Mm-hmm. So after you do Concerts in the Park tonight, what's next? Are you going out on tour with someone? Are you back in the studio? What are you doing?
Definitely going back in the studio. Possible tour. I'm actually performing next Saturday in Stockton, California for K-Win. So I'll be doing that out there.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Destiny, congratulations on everything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for representing Northern California.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you for representing Lodi.
Yep.
You can text the word boy to 73389 if you want to watch the video of Destiny Rogers and her video Tomboy tonight at Concerts in the Park. Round of applause for Destiny Rogers.
Yep. Thank you guys so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.